Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Financial Flight Plan podcast. I'm Mark Haywood, joined today by Tim Estes of Estes Financial Services. He and Bree Reyes are serving you in the Metroplex with an office in Fort Worth. Check them out online for past shows, answers to all your other questions about retirement online at estesfinancial.net. That's estesfinancial.net. And of course, they're on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Just look for Estes Financial. But the great way to get a hold of them is by looking in on estesfinancial.net. Just look them up, estesfinancial.net. Tim, how are you today?
Doing great. We're sitting here looking out at the Trinity River and watching the water flow by. It's nice and peaceful. Even though it's a winter day, it's still a beautiful day. Any day that that you're alive is a beautiful day. So we're happy to be here.
That's right. In the same way that river keeps on flowing, time keeps on going by as well. And I think that's one thing we like to keep in mind on these podcasts. And that's why we want you to prepare you as you're getting older, entering into your retirement years. And Tim, today on the podcast, I want to talk about 401ks. More specifically, I want to take some of our common 401k questions that we get all the time. A lot of Americans do have 401k accounts. Let's just cover some of these common questions we get from 401k owners. You probably have some of these on your mind anyway, and I'm sure you probably have taken a couple of these this week anyway. First question I'd like to get into today. Oh, and by the way, this advice generally applies if you have a 403b or similar type of account too. Just keep that in the back of your mind as you're listening. And Tim, I'm sure you can clear up any confusion that may come in there or any nuances with those different accounts. But first question I want to take a look at today is simply, my company plan is offering a program where I could get advice on my 401k for a very low fee. Is it a good idea to use this?
That's something that we do get quite a bit from people. And if they're my client and they're already my client, we'll do it for them as part of the service. We will help them build a diversified portfolio inside of their 401k or their 403b or their TSP. And that's just part of the service that we'll provide. If you're not one of my clients, well, first off, become one. but secondly, yeah, it's not a bad way to go. It's depends on the fee and how much they're going to charge you. But if you know nothing about investing, you know nothing about the different funds that your 401k is offering, then yeah, go ahead and sign up for the service and let them help you. It's better than just randomly dartboard picking what funds that you use in your 401k. At least then you're going to have a prudent plan for your 401k. So yeah, I think it's not a bad idea.
All right. And another question we get all the time, should I contribute as much as I can to my 401k or only as much as the company will match?
Oh, that's a good one. Here again, this is going to depend. Does your company offer a pension also? If not, then you probably want to max out your 401k. You know, I tell my clients that it used to be, and this was years and years ago, that they told you, or the rule of thumb was put 10% of your money away. Well, it's a little closer to about 15% because you have to worry about inflation in retirement. You have to worry about taxes in retirement. And you're going to be the one footing the bill. So the more money you have in your 401k to help supplement Social Security and any other investments that you have, the better off you're going to be. And the other part of that would be if your company offers a Roth 401k, then I would be putting money into the Roth 401k. And a lot of companies are adding these plans or adding to their 401k plans the Roth option. The company will be doing their match into the regular side of the 401k. So it's tax deferred. But the Roth side is where I recommend you put your money because when it comes out, then it's tax free. And there's a lot of strategies that we can use to make sure that you stay in a lower tax bracket. You know, I don't know about you, but I sure hate paying taxes. And if I can stay in a lower tax bracket, I'm all for it. So I would contribute as much as you can. And if you have the Roth 401k, most certainly contribute as much as you can to the Roth side of the house.
Tim, what about target date funds? Are those good tools to put in your 401k belt? I know there are different opinions out there on that concept. Target date funds.
If you have no one else to turn to give you advice, then yeah, go ahead and use a target date fund. Me personally, I'm not a fan of target date funds. I find them to be way too conservative. And in fact, I've noticed almost every single one that I've seen, you put in a target date of, well, let's just say 2020 as when you're going to retire. Well, just because you retire doesn't mean that you stop living, and they get way too conservative, and you need your money invested, some of it, in the stock market so you can keep up with inflation. And they get way too conservative for your target date, where if you were to leave it there, it can be financially detrimental to you because you're not going to be getting the growth that you need to help you stay up with inflation. You know, it's very important that you remember, just because you retire doesn't mean you stopped living. My dad lived to age 93, and, you know, we're all living longer, and through the miracles of modern medicine, we're all going to continue to live longer. So even if you retire at 65, there's a good chance you could have 20 to 35 years in retirement.
And Tim, going along here, taking a 401k loan, good idea? Bad idea.
That is the worst idea that I have ever heard of. I've helped companies set up 401ks before, and they always, one of the questions is, do you want to allow loans? And every single time I have lobbied very strongly to not allow 401k loans. And let me tell you why I think it's bad. All right, let's just say you've got a nice sum in your 401k, and you take out, oh, I don't know, you borrow $50,000. Well, there's $50,000 that is not doing anything. That's $50,000 that you have taken out of your 401k. Yeah, and I hear the argument, well, I'm paying myself back. Well, what are you paying yourself back at? You're paying yourself back at maybe 4-5%. Well, don't forget that $50,000 is not in the market. It's not growing. So if you compound out the $50,000 over a 20-year, 25-year career, the amount of money that you're actually forfeiting is horrendous. So for me, it's always, always, always a bad idea to have a 401k loan or to take a 401k loan.
That's important, too, because I know a lot of times on this podcast we like to say it depends. And so to have such a firm answer on that, Tim, it sounds like that's really something that you should stay away from. Of course, if you have questions about that, you can come in and visit Tim and the team by calling 817-444-8402. And, Tim, last question I'd like to kind of throw out that we get a lot here today. You know, if the loan's a bad idea, when should I take money out of my 401k and then roll it over to an IRA?
Well, when you retire. A lot of companies don't want you to leave your money in the 401k. Some don't mind, but a lot of them don't, because that's an expense they're having to bear when you're no longer an employee. And they really would prefer you to get your money out of their 401k, so they're not having to foot the bill for you, even though you're no longer employed there. Plus, you know, with people moving around as much as they do, I've seen people come into the office and they've had 5 or 6 different 401ks because they've changed jobs and they left them all there. I like to keep things simple. Let's simplify. Let's consolidate everything into one account, consolidate everything into one IRA. Then you know where it is, you know what you got to do, and it just makes your life so much easier and simpler. So basically, you take money out of your 401k when you retire. If you want to leave it there, or if, for example, the TSP with federal employees, you can leave it there and take money out, and that's fine if that's what you want to do. But I find that money in an IRA gives you a little bit more of an advantage to do what you want with your money. So basically when you retire. Now you have to be careful. There are certain rules that you have to abide by. For example, if you retire early, you can take money out of a 401k without paying the 10% penalty if you are 55 or older. Now, if you have money in an IRA, you have to be 59 and a half before you can take money out without paying the 10% penalty. So depending on when you retire is going to depend on when you should take money out of the 401k or roll it over to an IRA. So there's lots of little gotchas. If it's something that you're considering, come into the office. We'll sit down. We'll have a nice little chat, and I'll walk you through what your options are.
Yeah, it seems like there are lots of little gotchas with a lot of these. A lot of good questions, though, about 401ks. And I know there are a lot more out there. After all, it's just such a common and important tool for you as you plan for retirement. And so if any of these questions ring a bell, or if you have any other questions that maybe we didn't get to on today's podcast, call in and then come in for a visit with the team. You can give them a call at 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. Come in and get some of those questions that you have about 401ks answered and any other facet of your retirement that you'd like to address. Again, that number is 817-444-8402, 817-444-8402. Tim, as always, we thank you for joining us on the Financial Flight Plan podcast.
All right, everybody, go out and lead an abundant life.